Well, I will start out with a song that I wrote in the great state of Ohio, where I'm from, and it involves Ohio and Kentucky and a little bit of Tennessee. It's called Lexington Jail. Survived the first track, so it's
yeah,
I won't get any louder
this
than that, buddy.
Yeah.
So, wow, we shouldn't have started out with the one with all the work in it there. To warm up, man. Forgot to do my jumping jacks. You guys all right back there? You're making me nervous. You know, just sure you don't want a chair or something? You're not really making me nervous, but I'm just like, I just feel like you're okay. All right.
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
I have a
it's a tough
right.
one.
You are right here.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for having everybody in your house, Tim.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thanks for coming.
We're all staying here all night long, four-night weekend. It's going to go. Have you done this before?
Yeah, I've got a few shows
there?
Here.
Anybody's first time at a house concert at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Actually, it is, and I live here.
What? It is, and you live here?
Yeah.
So we have to initiate him with the whole
lap dance.
Nudity and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets kind of weird later, you know, it's cool. It's a family.
Don't give away
it's a,
any secrets.
It's a folk music thing, you know, it's cool. It's all good. It'll be all right. Well, I want to play a song that is another blues, and it's... I guess this song is if you had a really rowdy President's Day and you woke up this morning.
Bishop?
If you had just in Bishop. Yeah, I've just never taken Highway 395, and my good friend Evan Phillips has written a song about it, and I just never been on that highway until today, and took it all the way, you know, to Reno, and the whole way up, I was listening to the news, like, oh, you gotta have chains. That's bullshit, because I spent $80 on some chains. I bought some chains in Bishop for $80, you know, and if you get the chance, if you want to have a good laugh at my expense, go out and see my new truck out there. It is a truck, but it's like, I bought this truck with these, like, kind of gangster rims on it, like called chains, and it, you know, that's just what came with the truck, and these tires never left, like, Palm Springs, you know? They just never went on even the dirt of Joshua Tree, which is where I live. And I just drove them right through, you know, 395, and nobody stopped me. I mean, I had the chains, but I never had to put them on because it was cool today. And I'm sure you guys have dealt with this, or maybe not, but I just felt like I was manipulated a little bit by the state of California, you know, scaring me, you know. And I was what? Stimulating the economy. Great. Yeah, they got okay. That's just, you know, it all added up in this thing with me getting on Fox Radio today. Actually, I called the dude because I was like driving along and he was like nagging, like screaming about the stimulus package or whatever. So I was like, I'm gonna call him the station. And the guy put me on and I was like, oh shit, you're a jerk. You know, I didn't have much to say. What's the guy's name?
Rush Limbaugh?
No, close. one of his relatives.
Bill O'Reilly?
No, that would have been cool.
Michael Savage.
The guy's got, his first name and last name are this, no, it was a radio station. This guy's not good enough for even Fox TV, so. it was, you know, anyways, I had a chat with him today, and it was fun, so I drove all around Reno and talked to him on the radio. Yeah, I doubt anybody was listening to the guy. I never heard him before. I just know that he was angry. He was angry, and I had a little fun at his expense because he said that the president was. I'm sorry to get into politics right off the bat here today, but he goes, the president is like in the movie Star Wars. He's like when Obi-Wan goes up and says, "We are not the people you're looking for." The president's got that power over us right now. He's saying. Whatever that's called, Jedi mind trick, whatever. Or the Force, right, exactly. And so I call him up, I go, "Are you saying the president has the Force?" And he's like, "No, I'm not." I had a little practical joke at his expense. No, I'm not Tim from Los Angeles, because that's where my phone comes up. But.